This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the great day of the British exit. Now, even if the UK doesn't vote to leave the unelected dictatorial EU, it's the beginning of the end of global government as populations begin to discover that they never voted to enter these groups, and that even when nations vote to get out, the EU simply continues the political process by distracting everyone and claiming that they've still got to hold a few more votes to decide if this is what they really want to do, and that, oh, your big banks and companies already signed too many agreements to ever allow you to leave. And, oh, sorry, we're going to have to take money out of your bank account if you try to go. And it really doesn't matter what you do because this is an economic agreement signed back in the 1950s. So it's out of your hands. That's the same thing we see over and over and over again with the Atlantic Treaty and the TPP and the NAU. All of these are written by the very same cabal of globalists directly out of Bilderberg to establish a private global corporate government. And I know that you, the listeners of the broadcast, fully and completely understand this. But we just continually restate the facts, hammering it, and we've gone the last 20 years from no one even knowing what the euro basically was, when it was first being established, to now most polls in Europe show 70%+ won out. Now, I've seen them engage in a lot of manipulation. There's a lot of evidence of election fraud going on over in the UK right now. Paul Watson's going to be joining us live to break all that down. But this is a very, very historic moment that we're seeing as global government is brought out of the shadows into the open. Now, let's continue here with looking at some of the other news we're going to be breaking down today. Obviously, huge Supreme Court announcements. The Supreme Court has ruled Obama blocked on immigration. More details on that coming up at the start of the next segment. They've upheld affirmative action. A warrantless breath has been upheld, but not blood draws for DUI. So that's going to be struck down across the country. The problem is, just like they struck down gun control 6 years ago with D.C. Heller to a great extent, still Chicago and D.C. are restricting the Second Amendment way past what they should be doing, obviously, with that ruling and common sense. Also, we're going to look at the other geopolitical news coming up in the next segment. We have a cinema gunman injuring 50 in Germany. So that's causing more and more of a copycat effect across the world. We'll see if that's going to turn out to be Islamic. Bomb threat causes downtown Miami courthouse evacuation. This is just all part of this terror economy and system we live in. We have Moscow building a spy satellite in Nicaragua. These are headlines from DrudgeReport.com. We have nuclear missiles along the NATO border. That's now being reported as Russia's response to NATO's buildup. We told you about this a couple of years ago, but it was actually in the Russian newspapers. I was called a fearmonger at the time for simply reading what they were saying. Meanwhile, speaking of laughing at us, top Clinton aide has come out and laughed at the public for daring to care that Clinton donors end up getting jobs in the government. And in this case, top Clinton aide mocks donors' appointment to a board. This is all part of this flaunting their corruption in our face. But the true threat to the species, even bigger than nuclear war with Russia, is genetic engineering. And the cover of Time magazine that we have linked up on Infowars.com, it's dead center of DrudgeReport.com, is the gene machine. When you read about this, it's what we've been talking about for a long time. They are gene splicing randomly, but they're also going in and editing genes. But as genetic engineers have described it, that's like having a photo of a giraffe or a photo of a tiger or a photo of a human versus the actual tiger or the lion or the human. And so what they're doing is they're going in and manipulating one facet of it, but it causes genetic mutations down the line in every case that are unforeseen and uncontrollable. Just like radiation blasting through DNA genes causes random mutations, you know, in 50-pound tomatoes. Well, this will cause all sorts of issues, leukemias, you name it. And if you think drug-resistant TB is bad because of overuse of antibiotics, wait till we start seeing.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Plastic Art, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If we look at the world today, we see dramatic change happening all around us, and a lot of it's for good. But most of the change we see being directed by the ruling classes of the world are to restrict wealth from the public and to dumb the general population down to make them more easily manageable. Then we see the management itself of the controllers, and they're too busy fighting with each other for even more control to be worried about massive, over-the-top genetic engineering, 90-plus percent of worldwide nuclear reactors leaking, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. They're too busy walking red carpets and on power trips and partying with their mistresses to worry about the fact that Russia is moving medium-range nuclear missiles onto its border with Eastern Europe and openly saying that if Europe continues to move troops in against its border, it may be forced to use those weapons. Well, NATO, who originally started the offensive, states that if Russia engages in any type of hacking of any NATO member state that without even presenting evidence, they will use military force against Russia. I'm not here fear-mongering on air today just so people tune into the show. I'm here raising the alarm because I have three children, and I've studied history, and I've talked to basically thousands of experts, and they concur with my common sense analysis that the world is teetering on the edge of massive collapse, and not just militarily through massive confrontation, but through economics and so many other crises that are happening. We are sitting on top of multiple giant global debt bubbles. And because the central banks that are at the top of the pyramid of control have engineered these bubbles to consolidate and to establish planetary government and worldwide taxation on the ashes of the old world system that they're collapsing, they have a stake in keeping this bubble going and trying to ride this tiger, even at the risk of destroying their own parasitic structure that sits atop of the current global structure, which they built most of and control. But again, that old system gives the general public too much power, too much independence, so they are in the processes of removing it and dismantling it and bringing in a worldwide cashless society with the Internet of Things, with all human activity being tracked, with all human activity being chronicled so that it can be taxed, manipulated, and, of course, micromanaged. Meanwhile, two articles that stand out today that are linked up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com are the Daily Mirror out of the UK and a Time Magazine article. First from the Mirror, robots allowed to trade money and claim copyright on their work under radical new EU plans. And, of course, we now learn that the EU plans are basically the TPP that has been kept secret from the public. And now the globalists can program the robots how they want, have them create articles and create music or whatever they want randomly at speeds so quick no one can even compete with them. And, of course, they'll plagiarize. Of course, the robots will steal. But who's going to be able to argue with the robots? After all, they're independent. Nobody programmed them. Of course they're not independent. And then they can go out and claim copyright on everything you've ever done or written or said. Disney has gone to the Supreme Court, as everyone knows, as well as McDonald's and others to the federal court, saying you can't even use the word Disney or McDonald's. They've even sued the McDonald royalty in Scotland, claiming they couldn't call their ancient pub at one of their castles where they serve beer and bangers and mash, McDonald's Inn. So, as Matt Drudge came here last year and warned everyone that they're coming after the free speech, this is just one more way they're doing it. And who is spearheading the robot replacement of humans in the EU system, saying EU's, quote, future is robots? The socialist Hollande, the guy that's opening the borders up, the guy that is absolutely devastating French society and French culture. They are bringing everyone to heel. They want to tear down the old system to build the new system. And Hollande, 3 years ago, when he was first getting into office, he openly said, this is our system. It will be the robots that help the EU expand. And that means they're going to take human taxpayer money and Europe's economy and force it all through a robot revolution, just as China is in a robot revolution arms race right now as well. It's like a giant global Manhattan Project. They're trying to keep it secret, but now they're having to admit a lot of it because the technocracy's rise is beginning to be uncloaked. They're going into the part of the operational phase and now beginning to leave the beta testing phase in many aspects. So the uncloaking, the emergence of this cashless society, robot-controlled technocracy, the beast system, is now beginning to come into view, just the edge of it. But something truly dehumanizing comes this way. And the robots out of the gates then will have all these special rights. In fact, they're even talking about humanizing robots and just like animal cruelty laws, having robot cruelty laws, and there'll be government boards and institutions and technocracies like bioethicist boards that decide what robot is sentient and what robot has rights, or abusing a robot will hurt their human companion. And so the robots will have rights by extension, because their robot companions will say that they believe they're a person, just like they believe they're a dog, or a man believes they're a woman, and so then they must be given the rights. And I told you this more than 10 years ago, reading their writings. Now, last week, I saw headlines about all these new movies and video games and TV shows coming out where robots have rights, and robots are the new future, and robots are our providers. They're building a future that doesn't need us by design, out in the open. This has always been the plan. The technocracy was first envisioned in the 1850s. By the British royal family, funding the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Darwins, and others. And they are now actually building it. Now, that takes us to the next article. That one was from The Mirror. This is from Time Magazine. How the science of CRISPR can change your genes. And it goes on. Behind the revolutionary new gene editing technology. Now, this has been around for more than a decade. Cold Springs Harbor, IBM are at the head of it, with a DARPA consortium and a whole other group of universities. Cold Springs Harbor is where the Eugenics Project was launched. It was the sister project of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute that launched the whole Nazi program in Germany. You might want to look that up. The former head of the program, Dr. Watson, not Thomas Watson, the Nazi, but another Watson, is the guy that just had to resign a few years ago. He's a Nobel Prize winner for basically saying black people aren't humans. Just remember that. One of the most exciting breakthroughs, the article says, in science is here. CRISPR is a new technology that can edit DNA with remarkable precision, and it has the potential to change human lives forever. They have the ability to tweak DNA. Scientists could theoretically remove genetic mutations that are responsible for incurable diseases such as cystic fibrosis, HIV, and even certain cancers. But they go on to admit that they're already editing animals, plants, and insects, bacteria, viruses, you name it. But the problem is, when you edit one gene, they don't understand how it connects to all the other genes, and it will unlock mutations. I've had top genetic engineers on. It's well known that that is what this is actually causing. Imagine, as I said earlier, just what the development of penicillin has done helping people, but then down the road creating tens of millions of deaths a year worldwide of drug-resistant bacteria. And just imagine what all this genetic engineering does on that front. But it gets worse. Then think about how the globalists put Trojan horse technologies into all the different software and into the different cell phones and into the, quote, smart technology. And, oh, they promise we're not going to use the smart meter to tax you, but then they end up doing it. This allows them to put the DNA of up to 100 or more humans into the DNA of a new creation they're making. And this gives the rise to all these, quote, designer babies where, oh, we're going to have four gay men have a baby by combining their genes because it's so much fun. And because they say they're gay, it's okay to create this new humanoid because you don't want to be homophobic. See, they use political correctness just as a covering or as a camouflage to push this whole thing. That's why they're getting us ready with the tranny bathrooms, and you can be a dog, or you can blind yourself with Drano and the government's going to pay for it. That's why they're getting us ready for all this bizarreness, because they're about to roll out the true science fiction nightmare systems. So there's the Trojan horse aspect to this. There's the humans being replaced by this. There's the globalists saying they're going to merge with machines and become gods. There are all these different angles to this. And then you've got thousands of firms randomly splicing genetics, looking for all these different drugs and chemicals and pharmacological crops they're developing. It is beyond a science fiction movie. And the globalists are in a race with each other, different power structures, to find the holy grail of technologies and systems that they believe will cause the singularity breakthrough and advance whichever power group is able to obtain these systems first, be it silicon or genetic carbon-based, to bring them to the singularity level. And whoever finds that first singularity breakthrough will be basically ascendant to the level of a god. Now, that's what Ray Kurzweil and Google and all the top globalists are saying, not Alex Jones. And if you remember, when I first started telling people about this 20 years ago, it sounded crazy because I was just reading their writings, but no one else was really popularizing it. Now you see this in media, in popular culture, in movies, in entertainment, because the public is being prepared for this. And this is the preparation for the end of this creation as we know it, not just humanity. This is the ultimate total environmental threat. Already the carnage that has been created by the globalists and their activities is unprecedented. Now, when we come back, Paul Watson, David Knight, and others are going to be co-hosting today, different segments, and taking over. We'll break all this down and more. We'll also look at the sit-in to go after our guns at Congress that almost broke into a fist fight. We're also going to talk about a whole bunch of other key issues straight ahead today, Brexit and more. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. I'm about to hand the baton to some of my co-hosts here today, but I caught myself in that last segment really almost getting hysterical. But why wouldn't you get hysterical when you're dealing with the rise of machines and robots to replace you, with the elite saying they're building a world that isn't for people, with the elite saying they're building a system that is designed to dehumanize you? That's basically the number one issue that humans should be worried about, is building an environment, building a planet that's designed for humans and for our future progeny. But we've been taught this death wish. We've been taught self-loathing. We've been taught to hate ourselves. We've been taught to think it's bad to be able to defend ourselves or have our own private property or raise our own children. We are brainwashed, guilt-ridden creatures who've been too successful at removing ourselves from the planet. We've built a system so artificial that it now threatens to envelop and destroy us. Our greatest triumph is our survivability and dominance of this planet. But now we're building a system that elites are going to use to finally dominate us, and they believe save the earth and make themselves gods in the process. We know how the story ends, don't we? Only people that are spiritually blind don't see what they're building or what's unfolding. Now, I want to get to the whole British exit, the EU, and so much more with our experts in the UK. But first, we also have this clip coming up. Radical Islam shouts interrupt dim House sit-in over gun control. A war of words erupted on the House floor in Washington on Wednesday as dozens of Democrats staged a sit-in to push for votes on gun control bills. And now here we sit on this Thursday, looking at the aftermath of it in the video from C-SPAN. You just have basically the Democrat walking off the stage with Louie Gohmert. And reportedly, they almost got in a fist fight, the media claims, but there's not footage of it that I've been able to see.
Radical Islam kills these poor people.
Why do you want to let terrorists buy a gun? Why do you want to protect terrorists from buying a gun? Why do you want to let terrorists from buying a gun? Why do you want to let terrorists from buying a gun? Why are you protecting terrorists?
This distracts from the larger issue that, yes, it is about radical Islam, not about the American people. How have they turned this around and blamed law-abiding citizens for what some jihadi whose family was brought in from Afghanistan did? Islam is going into a jihad militaristic expansion phase right now, okay? And that's what we're facing. And the answer is arm ourselves against it. And arm ourselves with the First Amendment against it as well, and exercise our free speech. Because Islam and its leftist backers are trying to restrict free speech right now as well. So both are in great peril. Here's part of the article. A war of words erupted on the House floor in Washington on Wednesday as dozens of Democrats staged a sit-in to push for votes on gun control bills. Tensions flared when Republican Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas declared the debate, shouting, "Radical Islam." Now, they say he derailed the debate. It wasn't a debate. They were just taking over, doing their own sit-in. So he went in and shouted back at them. Oh, that's horrible and evil. They did a sit-in and took over. But, how dare him? He just responded saying it's radical Islam. Democrats chanted no bill, no break, holding pieces of paper with the names of victims of gun violence across the U.S. It goes on, the confrontation between the Democrats and Republicans nearly turned physical when Gohmert began yelling, "Radical Islam killed these people. ISIS killed these people," CBS News reported. Democrat Representative Brown of Florida started shouting back at the Republican. Lawmakers on both sides of the parties had to basically pull the two people apart because they feared that there would be blows. You can read the full article and see the videos up on Infowars.com. I'm going to hand the baton over to our great anchors right now. More of my reports coming up today, but bottom line, they're coming after all of our freedoms. It's time to wake up, realize this is happening, and kick the info war into high gear, or we're going to lose everything.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show live on this June 23rd edition. Alex will be popping back in with more special reports. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I will be your host for the balance of the rest of the show. We've got Lauren Southern coming up at the top of the hour. She, of course, has been touring around the migrant camps in Europe. She went to Calais. She's in London now, I believe, and she appeared on a Sky News gun control debate with an individual, a leftist, who engaged in the most blatant actual sexism and misogyny you could ever believe. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Brexit. Of course, it's voting day here in the United Kingdom. I'm going to get into my experience of voting and kind of coalesce that with reports about vote fraud. Now, 2 minutes ago, on my Twitter account, which is at Prison Planet, it's the top post right now, you can go there and see a picture which is taken outside a polling station. Now, ignore the cultural enrichment on the right, but on the left-hand side you will see a lady wearing some kind of campaign badge handing out leaflets outside a polling station as people go in to vote on Brexit, on Britain leaving the European Union. That is completely illegal. In fact, there are other people who went to vote who were wearing Vote Leave T-shirts. They weren't campaigning. They were just, you know, wearing their vote, you know, with pride. They weren't reaching out to other people. They weren't trying to convince other people. They were wearing T-shirts that said Vote Leave. They were ordered to get at least 100 yards away from the polling station. They weren't allowed in to vote until they took off, you know, that campaign apparel, as they would describe it. Here's a woman who is standing right outside the door of a polling station. This just went up on Twitter. She's openly campaigning. She's wearing a badge. She's handing out leaflets. Now, I don't know what side she's campaigning for. From the color of the badge, it looks like the Vote Remain camp, but that remains to be seen. But again, this is completely illegal. And this is not the first example of potential shenanigans that we've seen in this Brexit vote so far. Of course, the big issue, which has been completely derided and debunked by the Vote Remain people, allegedly, is the fact that when you go into vote, when you go into cross off in the ballot box that you want to either remain or leave the European Union, the polling stations only provide pencils, no pens. So, of course, that makes it ridiculously easy to simply erase the vote and put it in the other box. Completely open to vote fraud. Now, there's people all over Twitter saying, oh my God, you know, did you bring your tinfoil hat as well? This is such a paranoid conspiracy theory. Well, listen, we've just had the Austrian election where the vote was basically stolen from the conservative populist. He was ahead significantly in the polls until they counted the postal votes, which again was suspiciously in numerous different areas way over in the favor of the leftist candidate that he was running against. Bear in mind that we've got a European Union headed up by unelected bureaucrats who constantly disparage the mere fact that we get a democratic vote in referendums like this. Headed up by people who, when European citizens in France, in the Netherlands, in Ireland, vote against the European Union, vote against its mandates, they simply ignore the vote. Or they then change the terms of what they're voting on and make them vote again until they get the result they want. And I'm going to read some quotes later from, you know, top EU bureaucrats expressing their complete contempt for the democratic will of the European people over and over again. So we can't put anything past these creatures. They've proven themselves in words and deeds to be not only undemocratic, but anti-democratic. So it's no surprise now that we're seeing claims of vote fraud impacting this EU referendum. So again, this became a big issue this morning, people complaining about the fact that they were only being provided with pencils when they went in to vote. Now, the Electoral Commission came out to try to dampen this down and said that you can bring your own pen. And there was a campaign on Twitter urging Vote Leave supporters to bring their own pens. That's precisely what I did when I went across the road earlier today to vote. But here's the problem. There are accounts now emerging of people saying that when they brought a pen to vote with, they were told by the electoral officers that this was not allowed. Despite the Electoral Commission itself coming out and saying, yes, you can bring your own pen. So I'm going to read from one such account right now. This is somebody who went in, again, to use a pen instead of a pencil because they were concerned about the fact that that cross in that box, there are only two boxes, could be erased and, you know, they could simply fill in the other box and swing the vote. Don't put it past these people to do this. I'll give you another example of why that, you know, is a potential factor in a moment. But this is somebody who, she basically went to vote, and behind her, while she was voting, was an elderly lady. Quote, I passed her my pen and said, here, have this. She pointed to the pencil and said, oh, look, it's okay, there's a pencil. I pushed my biro into her hand and said, use this, it can't be rubbed out. This is within a polling booth, remember. At this point, one of the three electoral officers stood up and said loudly, oh, no, you can't use a pen. So these people who are counting the votes in these polling booths, handing out the voting slips, advising people on how they vote, they don't even know the rules that have been given by the Electoral Commission. So obviously that's a concern when the main body that's supposed to be handling the vote is giving out these instructions saying that, yes, you can use a pen if you're concerned about vote fraud. The people actually counting the ballots, the people handing out the papers, the people telling people how they vote, they don't know the rules. They're saying people can't use pens. And that's of concern. Again, there's an old Joe Starling quote. It's falsely attributed to him. But, you know, it still rings true, which is something like, it's not the people who vote. It's the people who count the votes. Now, these people are biased. These people work for a body that's affiliated with the government. They're dependent on the government for their careers. You know, they're more inclined to be biased towards the status quo, which is the Vote Remain campaign. Now, when I went in to vote with a pen, I took my own pen, the electoral officers were in there whining about Vote Leave supporters. Bearing in mind, these are supposed to be completely impartial people who are just there to oversee the process to make sure that everybody gets a fair vote. They were whining about Vote Leave supporters, quote, scaremongering about vote fraud. So immediately you see that there's a bias there, and I would guess that this is a similar scenario across most of the country, that the people counting the votes are incredibly biased towards Vote Remain and incredibly biased against people who are voting to leave the European Union. And that snapshot just told me everything I needed to know in an instant. Now, I'm not saying that they're all going to miscount the votes. Of course, the vast majority of them will just do their job. Of course, back in 2014, we saw suspicious videos out of Scotland during their independence vote where they would take votes that were marked, yes, you want to leave the United Kingdom, become an independent country, and put them in the no pile. Again, 83,000 people signed a petition after the Scottish independence vote demanding a recount. So we're already beginning to see signs of shenanigans. There are many people who have said, you know, if it's going to be Vote Leave, the establishment simply won't let that happen. Now, of course, there's a danger of appearing whiny and, you know, just because you lost, you're claiming there's vote fraud, etc., etc. But these reports are starting to trickle out. And in fact, we've got a video which we're going to play, which was posted on Facebook just about an hour and a half ago. I shared it on Facebook. And again, it's a woman who brought a pen to the ballot box so she could vote without risk of that vote being erased and changed if she used a pencil. And she then offered the pen to other voters. She didn't ask how they were going to vote. She wasn't campaigning for anything. She simply offered a pen. The electoral office in that instance called the police and they came and took her name. So we've got this video. Here's the clip.
Just been having a chat to one of the males here.
Yes.
Who needs to believe that you're sort of...
I'm lending a pen.
Pens.
I'm lending a pen.
Okay.
To people who want it because they are worried about pens.
Which is all fine.
Right, okay. I have not asked these ladies. I have never told them or asked them which way they're voting. I have shown no interest in which way they're voting. All I have done is said, there aren't only pencils in there. If you haven't got a pen, would you like to borrow mine?
Okay.
Not where to put the cross, nothing.
I can certainly confirm that.
And thank you very, very much. And I still don't know how these ladies voted.
Right? That's not none of your business anyway.
No, exactly. But I was asked to come here and hold dogs today and offer people the use of a pen because there are only pencils in the polling station.
Right.
That's my job for today.
All polling stations throughout.
Yes, but people forget that you are allowed to bring your own pen and sign it and you are allowed to use a pen.
Yes, so if they want to bring their own pen, then that's fine.
And if they want to borrow mine, they are 100% welcome. And if they want to borrow mine, they are 100% welcome.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you very much. Jacqueline. Linda Jackson.
So there's the video posted on Facebook of this woman who goes to a polling station, uses a pen, God forbid, to make sure that her vote isn't altered, offers to lend the pen to other voters without asking them how they were going to vote, and the police were called. And obviously you saw in the clip there, the policewoman was agreeing that what she did was not a crime, it was not an offence of any nature, yet she's still taking down her name. Why are they calling out police to polling stations over people using pens? That's incredibly concerning, given the narrative that we had this morning. In fact, in the UK, it was trending on Twitter, you know, use a pen. That was one of the hashtags that was started to trend on Twitter because the Vote Leave crowd were really concerned about this. And rightfully so. We've seen vote fraud before. It's not completely out of the equation. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to significantly swing any kind of vote nationwide, but it's of concern. And to simply throw out terms like tinfoil hat and conspiracy theorist because people want to use pens to make sure that their vote isn't altered or amended, I mean, that's a completely reasonable expectation. And it's completely unreasonable to call out the police on people for simply offering a pen to other people. Again, they were not campaigning at all. And we got people within the voting booths themselves, electoral officers, saying, you can't use a pen. Completely contradictory to the Electoral Commission, which came out this morning and said, yes, you can use a pen, you can use a marker, you can use whatever you like. Then we got photos of people outside polling stations campaigning. Obviously campaigning, wearing a badge, handing out leaflets. That's completely illegal. But the police in this picture are not doing anything to stop this woman from campaigning. There's one police officer in the picture. He's got his back turned to her. So she's obviously not being stopped from campaigning at a polling station, despite the fact that it's a criminal offence. So I'm going to track Twitter over the next few hours to try and find more examples of this, if there are any, because several have begun to trickle out where the electoral officers, who again, as I said, I heard them having a conversation about how terrible Vote Leave people were for, quote, scaremongering about vote fraud. Now, these are supposed to be impartial people who are counting the vote. The fact that they're having conversations saying how terrible people are who want to get out of the European Union, that is very concerning to me. Because if it's happening in one location, it must be happening in other locations. So, again, we're going to continue to track this on Twitter. And how will the vote pan out? Well, obviously, you've seen what's happened with the stock market. You've seen sterling go through the roof because in the last 3, 4, 5 days, the Remain campaign has reversed the momentum. As of just over a week ago, the Vote Leave campaign had the momentum. Almost every single poll showed them in the lead. Then we had this mysterious murder of Labour MP Joe Cox, again, a vehement pro-Remain supporter, by this mentally ill person who just so conveniently decided to carry out this act of terrorism a few days before the vote. And well, what do you know? The polls immediately swung the other way. Now, am I suggesting that this is some kind of Reichstag event? Well, there's no actual evidence for that, but the way they exploited it was absolutely shameful. And in fact, yesterday, they had a Joe Cox memorial event at Trafalgar Square, which featured all these, you know, virtue-signaling celebrities, Bono, Malala, they had them all wheeled up there. And again, this wasn't a memorial. This wasn't a memory of Joe Cox. It was a campaign event. Literally before she's even buried, exploiting her death for political grist. And they had the nerve to complain about a Vote Leave banner that was attached to a plane flying nearby, not even over the ceremony. Bearing in mind this is central London. They're going to fly over central London, whatever is happening on the ground. They had the temerity to claim that was Vote Leave hijacking Joe Cox's memorial event, which is only going to be attended by Vote Remain supporters anyway, so it makes no sense whatsoever. They claimed it was them hijacking the event to make political grist out of this. Again, complete BS, complete lies. This ceremony, this memorial service, was a campaign event for Vote Leave. The people there had Vote Remain t-shirts on. They were handing out information. They had signs. Again, dancing on her grave before she's even buried. They've done that ever since the murder. The newspapers, before she was even announced dead, blaming this on pro-Brexit people, blaming it on Conservatives, blaming it on anyone who wants to get out of this unelected bureaucratic tyranny that is the European Union. So for them to claim that the, you know, Brexit supporters are shameful and obscene and insulting for flying this banner over central London, complete unadulterated hypocrisy. But we've got a fantastic new advocate for the Vote Remain campaign who came out yesterday, and that's Anjem Chowdhury, the radical Islamic preacher who supports ISIS and stoning homosexuals to death. He came out in support of Vote Remain. Here's an article out of The Telegraph. Anjem Chowdhury backs Remain campaign as EU protects against deportations. Anjem Chowdhury, the radical cleric, has revealed he's backing the Remain campaign because the EU protects citizens against unfair deportations. So in other words, the EU protects his terrorist buddies from getting deported under these bizarre human rights laws, and that's why he's backing Vote Remain. So that's an amazing ally to have. We'll be back with more on the Alex Jones Show, more on Brexit, more on the shooting in Germany. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. Oh, man is invented.
So again, we've got the massive Brexit vote going on in the United Kingdom as we return here live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to play my video later, probably in the next hour. The truth about Brexit, because if there are still any undecided people out there, and we've got a lot of listeners in the UK, or just who haven't voted yet, there are still 4 hours to vote. Now, of course, the markets have reacted. The status quo has reacted with the expectation that people will vote to remain in the European Union. Again, we have that irony of people exercising their democratic vote to basically strip the United Kingdom of its democratic power, of its democratic foundation, by handing even more power. And you can bet your life that if this goes in the direction of Remain, they won't stop coming. The EU will only get more aggressive. There'll be more regulations. There'll be more laws that are passed completely over the heads of the United Kingdom people. There'll be more Euro judges ruling on cases, again, completely overriding the British justice system. And, you know, that's completely undemocratic, but it's incredible the number of trendies who think that voting for the status quo is some kind of brave, progressive, virtuous act. That's the lie that they've been sold by this entire campaign, even though there's a huge left-wing case for leaving the European Union. You know, there are numerous prominent Labour politicians down the years who have made the same case. This is a huge lobbying organisation. It's crony capitalism. So why in the hell are supposed left-wingers all voting for it? Well, it's because they're seeing propaganda like this up on Facebook from Avaaz. It's a picture of Nigel Farage next to a picture of David Beckham. And it says, choose love, vote remain. You know, that was me thinking that, you know, voting and democracy was about policies and principles, not arbitrary, nebulous emotions. Apparently not. Simply use the word love and that's enough. Just vote for us. We're all about love. Again, no substance whatsoever, but it's really seductive for people who don't think, for people who don't read. They don't take the time to do it because they're lazy. They're virtue signalers. They just want to look trendy amongst their peers and friends. It's absolutely shameful. It's intellectual cowardice. But we're going to see a lot of it with this Brexit vote, and it might well swing the vote for Vote Remain, because you've got a lot of impressionable, stupid young people out there who think they're committing some kind of brave, progressive act of saving liberalism by voting to stay in the European Union, despite the fact that it's a massive lobbying organisation. It's crony capitalism on steroids. But in the final minute here, I want to draw your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, because we've got the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. You've seen people wearing it at Trump rallies across the country. It's in fact kind of become its own meme. It's taken on its own life. And, you know, we originated it. It's become a very successful, very adept tool at starting conversations with like-minded people. So get your Hillary for Prison shirt limited edition at 50% off for 1 week only, and get the next one for 75% off. So we've got huge savings here. Again, buy one for yourself and get a second at 75% off, or get one for a friend, family member, or co-worker. Let everybody know that Hillary Clinton deserves to be in a prison cell, not in the White House. Again, this is a limited time offer while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. It pays for us to send more reporters out to challenge the mainstream media directly. And, you know, we've had huge success. And that's because of your support. Getting the products enables us to build the operation. And you've seen the results so far. So get the Hillary for Prison shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with more news and Lauren Southern after the break. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.